French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is paella. Years ago, we were in New York City to do a culinary event. We went to a new restaurant making waves back then, operated by our chef friend, Bobby Flay. Bobby has a lot of genuine passion for Spanish foods. He knew I did and do as well. The name of his new restaurant back then was Bolo. Our discussion turned to paella. He was telling me about a problem that I have encountered too. There is a still common misconception that the rice used for paella should be an Uncle Ben's type. Some, I'm sure, well-intentioned customers have even offered to share their authentic recipes to us in their view, misguided types. We were bemused by that and also in total agreement that it is the short-grained arborio type of rice that is what makes risottos and paellas so wonderful. The first paella I tasted was on White Street in Key West at the American flag festooned 4th of July restaurant. I was intrigued by the seemingly non-matching components. I asked our server, chicken, pork, lobster, vegetables of several sorts, and rice all in the same dish? I ended up being more taken with the rice in that first brush with paella than the meats and seafood. I discovered that the reheating approach often taken with paella in restaurants where there are continuous demands for freshly made paella makes authentic paella improbable. Home cooking allows for paella to be served as soon as it's done. The family comes to the table when the paella is at its peak. The rice dishes of Valencia, from where paella comes, extend beyond paella and also extend beyond Valencia in what they may have inspired. Asopao of San Juan is a possible cousin, as are some of the rice dishes found in the faraway Philippines. Bringay, a Filipino dish that features many of the components of paella, but with coconut milk in lieu of olive oil. Quite interesting. While working in Key West in the mid-1980s, I came across a cookbook that I bought, and it became part of what I call my foundation cookbooks. I have about 50 that have entered that arena of appreciation. One of them is Food and Wines of Spain by Penelope Casas. I was just in my first forays exploring the Spanish cuisine. It was my great fortune to run into her work as she was thrust into the spotlight right about that time by the great Craig Claiborne of the New York Times fame. Ironically, Miss Casas was born in Queens, New York, of Greek descent, but her life was changed when she traveled to Spain and fell in love with a man named Luis. The Vassar-educated Penelope had a deeply instilled journalistic ability. She and Luis eventually traveled the length and breadth of Spain, visiting countless restaurants and vineyards, all the while taking notes. It has been reported that at her death, she had 350 notebooks brimming with information. But back to lunch in New York again. There was an extraordinary deliciousness about this paella Janet and I were tearing into. I said, Bobby, do I detect the presence of magical truffles in here? Yeah, he said with a laugh. I store my truffles in the arborio for occasions like these. And trust me, I don't do that with a bag of Uncle Ben's. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.